Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. California State Treasurer Fiona Ma is throwing her support behind a bill that would prohibit fossil fuel investments by the state's two largest pension funds. KQED's senior climate editor Kevin Stark reports.
CalPERS, the nation's largest public pension fund, and CalSTRS, the state's retirement system for teachers, represents millions of Californians. If passed, the state would require that they offload billions of dollars in fossil fuel investments by the end of the decade. Ma said in a statement that this would send a clear message to companies that it's time to fight climate change and help energize global climate advocacy. The state's largest labor unions haven't taken a position on the bill yet, but have said they don't want to disrupt their members' retirement plans. A similar measure died in the legislature last year. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
Nearly 14,000 PG&E customers are still without electricity after Tuesday's strong storm battered the region. The company says some 6,000 workers are helping it restore power after winds knocked down trees and power lines. At its peak, the storm caused outages affecting some 200,000 PG&E customers. The violent weather is believed to have killed at least five people in the Bay Area and seriously injured a San Francisco police officer. It flooded roads, damaged homes and businesses throughout the region. The National Weather Service says another storm is forecast to approach the California coast late Monday. And just a note, a version of this story that ran earlier today stated an incorrect number of current outages. I'm Tara Seiler. This is KQED News.